Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, How to Perform Miracles. Yes, you too can become a miracle worker, where I show you how to literally perform miracles in your life and make every moment of your life a miracle. Because every moment of every day already is a miracle, and the entire universe is a miracle. And as soon as you can start understanding that and start reveling in the ecstatic, joyful miracle of life, then your life will become a miracle. And you will manifest magic every single day of your life. So enjoy my video and podcast and get ready for quantum empowerment. Bum, 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 bum. As you learn how to create miracles in your life and manifest your hopes, dreams, and desires into your physical reality. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you get something from this video or podcast, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings and check out my amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious creator of divine reality on my website at zakaran.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book, an audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom to help you create more fun, money and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, how to perform miracles. The entire universe, the law of attraction, and your source are poised and ready to help you create anything and everything that you can imagine. There are no limits to what the universe can create. And therefore, there are no limits to what you can create because you have the power that creates worlds available to you 24/7. And that universe is performing a trillion miracles every second of every day. Every day the sun comes up because the planet has turned around, and while you slept and you didn't have to think about it, you didn't have to do anything about that. The plants are growing, the birds are singing, the animals are propagating, and balance is being created regardless of how the news portrays it. And you didn't have to even think about that. Well-being is always the order of the day in this miracle of life on planet Earth. And perhaps the biggest miracle of all is all of the cells of your body and organs and your heart and lungs, etc., all doing their thing, keeping you healthy and alive and feeling good without you even having to think about it. Now, if that's not a miracle, I don't know what the hell is. So every single second of every day is already a miracle. So your life is a miracle. You're looking to create miracles when miracles are all around you every single day. But let's say you want to create something in your life like a relationship or more money or a new car or a house, and maybe you want to have a baby or something that really would seem like a miracle if it came true, if those aren't miracles already, such as getting rich or becoming financially free or becoming immensely successful at a career or art or music or film, etc. Something that seems really, really big. And perhaps even impossible. Something that does really feel like a miracle if it came true. Well, you have the freedom and the power and the support of the entire universe and your source and the law of attraction to help you create anything and everything you desire completely, unconditionally. No matter what you want, the universe will give it to you. In other words, the universe never says, oh, that's too big, sorry, you can't have that. Or you're not worthy of that, so sorry, can't help you out with that. Instead, the entire universe always says, yes, it is done. You are like Caesar, and you have said it, and it is done. The entire universe is jumping at the task. When you ask, it is always given. When you have a dream or desire, Source says, great, it is done. Let's do it. And whatever you want is instantly created for you vibrationally. So your desire is already 99% complete as soon as you have the desire of it. Now here's where the miracle part comes in. It's already a miracle that anything you want is instantly created for you by your source, but it's not yet here in the physical. So how do I turn that thought, that desire, that dream into reality? How do I turn that vibrational reality into a physical reality? By simply allowing it to manifest. Yes, that simple. Just allowing the universe to give you what you want. By not resisting it. By not trying to prove you deserve it, which is resistance. By letting go of your limited beliefs that things are difficult. And by also letting go of the programs and beliefs that are limiting you. Programs of resistance. Such as, I've got to work hard for this, I got to work hard for my money, I don't deserve this, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, only wealthy people get rich, I'm too young, I'm too old, etc., etc., etc. Miracles happen when you can distract yourself from all of the idiotic, limited beliefs and programs that have been taught to you that you agreed to believe. You were not taught to be an allower of infinite miracles. You are not taught to solely focus upon the deliciousness of your desires and then to just expect those desires to come true. Instead, you were taught that miracles only happen in fairy tales and miracles only happen to special people. And you were taught that life is hard, and wealth is hard to create, and good relationships are hard work, and love is a long, hard road of heartache and disappointment. You were taught that having babies is painful, and raising children is hard work. You were taught that you must do things you hate to get things you love. You were taught a massive list of absolute, as my father used to call it, male bovine excrements. Everything you've been taught by society, pretty much 99.9% of it, is absolute freaking rubbish. And all you have to do to create miracles in your life is not listen to those stupid, ignorant beliefs and programs that you were taught. Just let them go and expect miracles to happen, and they bloody will. But you have a lot of momentum built up in your thought train that expects difficulty and struggle. And of course, the universe is going to give you more of whatever you expect. And you have very little miracle momentum built up. So, what's the solution? Stop adding fuel to the struggle train and start adding fuel to the miracle train. Stop adding fuel to your struggle thoughts and start adding lots of fuel and excitement and fun to your miracle thoughts. Build up momentum in your new state, your new state of art, super fast bullet train of miracles. And just let your old-fashioned steam train that is chugging along, just let it struggle and die. Stop chucking wood into the boiler and start living a life that's full of vitality and miracles and excitement and adventure. Start living a life of someone who expects miracles. Like a magician. Be a magician. Be a witch. Be a warlock. Be Pollyanna and just skip through life knowing that life is a miracle. And your life is a miracle. And miracles happen every day. And just let miracles happen. In other words, you don't make miracles happen. You just allow them to happen. As soon as you try to make your dreams come true, you add resistance into your manifestation suit. So, you don't make your dreams come true, you allow your dreams to come true. You expect your dreams to come true, and they do, and they will. The natural state of this planet and this universe is well-being and abundance. The natural state of this planet and this universe is miracles. Your natural state of being is well-being, abundance, and miracles. Difficulty, limitation, and struggle are not your natural states of being. You only have those things in your life because you were taught to believe that they are real. And so you began to expect them. Then, because you expected struggle, struggle always manifests. And then you believe that they are real. Quote, but there is no reality other than the reality you make up. End quote. By Abraham through Esther Hicks. I'll repeat that again. This is an awesome, awesome freaking quote from Abraham. But there is no reality other than the reality you make up. There is no reality other than the one you believe and expect. Just because someone in authority who spoke with conviction, praise the Lord, who spoke and believed that something was real, doesn't mean it's bloody true. You're the only one who should be deciding what's real and true in your life. Do not under any circumstances allow anyone to tell you how you should think, feel, and believe. That especially includes your love partners and family. Because we give our love partners and family way too much power over our happiness. Because we're so hell-bent on making them happy at the expense of our own happiness. Just to keep the peace and just to ensure our survival. And agreeing with people about things you don't agree with just to keep the peace may keep the peace temporarily, but it only represses your desire for freedom and your desire to think for yourself and make your own bloody decisions. And eventually you will have no choice but to break away from the prison you have allowed others to put you in and you allowed them to put you in. And you don't want that situation because it just causes massive havoc and destruction. It is a much easier journey if you stick to your guns now and let people down early, that you're not going to agree with their limited beliefs and perceptions, and you're not going to make their pleasure and you pleasing them your number one priority in life, and you're not going to agree with their limited belief and perceptions rather than allowing the train of limitation to build up so much momentum that the only way to stop it is to blow up the bridge and let it crash into the gorge. That's why people have torrid, violent divorces and even violent breakups with their own family. And that is no fun. So miracles happen every single day, and your life is a miracle. And the size of miracles matters not in the eyes of the universe. It is as easy to manifest $1,000 as it is to manifest $1 million as far as the universe is concerned. It is only your beliefs that limit your manifestation. It is only your expectations that this is easier and this is more difficult that keep the miracles from happening every day. The only reason people can or can't do anything is belief and expectation. The only reason people don't grow back limbs and teeth and heal severed spinal cords and heal life-threatening diseases, etc., is belief and expectation. The only reason people age and die at certain ages is belief and expectation. The only reason people don't live 500 years is belief and expectation. The only reason people don't lose weight is belief and expectation. The only reason people struggle financially and everyone is not a millionaire is belief and expectation. I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. We are in bodies, but we are not these bodies. We are spirits having... We as spirits have no limitations. Only those limitations that we agree exist as humans. You are an immortal spirit. You are source in a human body, and source is not limited in any way. So you are not limited in any way. You have the freedom and the power within you to be, do, and have whatever you desire and make your life a non-stop miracle after miracle after miracle. And the key is allowance. Just allow. Just allow like a living meditation. Go about your life allowing the universe to inspire you to action. And only take action that is inspired from your source and inspired from your joy, passion, and excitement. And the rest of the time, just sit and live and have fun in a space of miracles. Just flow through life enjoying the miracle of life and creation. Appreciate the everyday miracles, like the beautiful birds, the carawangs that are singing outside my window. Just appreciate the everyday miracles that we have typically taken for granted. And instead, see through the eyes of a child, as if this is the first time you have ever seen this miracle of life. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It's so amazing! It's so amazing that those carawangs are singing outside my window! And they do it every day. It's a miracle every single day. So revel in and indulge in and embrace and engulf and grok in the joyous, abundant miracle of life every day. And your life will become a miracle. And everything you desire to manifest into your life will manifest easily and effortlessly. And people will call you a miracle worker and lucky. And you will know that it is just life. Life that is already a miracle and supposed to be a miracle. And you're just allowing your natural state of being a miracle creator and a miracle liver. So, young miracle workers, go now and be the miracles that you truly are. Be the miracle creators that you truly are. Be channels of the life force. Power of creation. Power that literally creates worlds into existence. The force is strong through you, young Skywalkers. Be the miracles you truly are. Now, miracle workers, I'm looking for miracle workers. Everyone is one. You are one. But not everyone accepts this fact. So, what about you? Are you ready to embrace the fact that you are a miracle worker? Are you ready to accept the fact that you have the power within you to create anything that you desire? What is your dream? What are the dreams you wish to fulfill? You have the power within you to create those dreams into physical reality. But you have a lot of momentum that says otherwise. You've got beliefs that say ludicrous stuff like, I'm not good enough, money's hard to come by, money's evil, I must work hard for my money, only people born into money get wealthy, yada, 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 yada. The list goes on and on and on. But I think you get my point. To create what you want, you've got to start building up positive, unlimited, joyful, allowing momentum. And you need to master the keys of success. You need to master the art of allowing. You need to master the art of expecting your desires to come true. And you need a platform that you can apply these success principles in your day-to-day life to allow the universe to channel the money, the fun, the wealth, joy, the freedom, the adventure that you desire. And you need a platform that you can use to help you empower others to also help them create more fun, money, wealth, and freedom and anything they desire in their lives. Because the more people we help make their dreams come true, the more dreams in our lives come true. And I'm very proud to show you that platform of fun, freedom, and fulfillment, something I am 100% all in on, something I have been searching for my entire life, that I can use to empower my life, that I have used to empower my life, and that I use every day to empower the lives of others. But I can't do this mission alone. I don't want to do this mission alone. I like having fun. I like playing with other fun playmates. And it's a million times more fun working and playing with like-minded playmates. So, if you're ready to start creating an absolutely miraculous life for yourself, if you have well and truly had enough of struggle, if you're sick and tired of fighting for your freedom, and you're ready to start allowing your freedom, and you're ready to start playing and having fun and making your life an adventure, you're ready to start living a life of nonstop joy, health, wealth, love, abundance, freedom, and miracles, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. And I will show you a very short video on how to make your life a miracle. And you're going to get, if you decide to do this, if you start to decide to lock arms with me and have fun with me and play with me and help other people bless their lives and improve the quality of their lives, then you're going to get my mentorship and guidance the entire way, absolutely free of charge. And I'd be happy to show you how that works. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to talking to you. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info, and I look forward to playing with you and traveling the world with you and creating an absolute amazing legacy of fun, freedom, and fulfillment with you. And let's get you on the road to joy, miracles, and freedom. Thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please comment and share it with your friends. Comment so I know who's been watching it, who likes it, and share it with your friends to bless them with these amazing teachings. And please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create the life of your dreams on my website at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance in anything that your heart desires, manifesting easily and gracefully in your life on your journey of divine creation. And always remember to make life a holiday.